Hey, how are you? This is Ray from beautiful downtown White Plains. You get an idea behind me of everything's sort of starting to come up, and it's pretty and a nice day. So I just wanted to spend a couple of minutes and talk a little bit about what it is that makes people dislike people so much. As a gay man, okay, I think you're wrong if you disparage people who are gay just because they're gay or queer. I know so many wonderful, beautiful, helpful, loving, caring people across all different ways in which they love others, that once you get to know somebody, it's like, you know, what's the problem? But people have problems, you know, before they know people, and I think that's the big problem. Boy, that's really very eloquent, isn't it? Okay, but let's just for a minute accept that perhaps you're not going to like me because of that. Okay, good. So you have to hate me? You have to want to make laws to protect yourself from me? Am I, like, threatening you? You're threatening me more than I you. Or if I were happen to be a trans person, I'm a queer guy, so I'm an ally of the trans community. Okay, so if you don't agree with trans, and don't be trans. I mean, it's like, why must people be so angry and so hurtful, and so we're going to get you out of our lives and out of our books and out of our communities? And there is something so basically wrong with anyone who has any sense of decency or belief in a power greater than themselves, God, whatever you want to call it. And especially if you're one of the mainstream religions that at their core is telling you, you know, love God, love yourself as one another. I mean, that's the commandment. See my hat? All right. Why do you not practice that and live and let live? Nobody is out destroying your life. Not you, but those people who disparage and are hurtful and wish to pass legislation and ban books and stop people from participating in sports and knock off the health care and put laws in place to throw them out of the nation, out of a state, out of the nation if they could. I just don't get it. And if you know people who think like that, all I can tell you is, I don't know, but hang around with people who don't and believe in yourself and know that you're loved. And members of the queer community, whoever you are, or however you identify yourself, you are loved and blessed. And I'm going to say this before I close. Our community has done more to bring positive reform in enormous ways across all backdrops and all studies and all curriculum and all the ways we protect and care for one another in this nation because of our struggles. It's the same. Any marginalized group that always fights for their rights, which interestingly are being taken away from people as they fight to get those rights which they deserve in the first place, long before anyone ever decided to take them away. That struggle helps everybody, lifts everybody up, even if those who it lifts up, makes things better for, don't want to admit it because, hey, you know, I can't tell you I'm wrong. I mean, God forbid that. But so just know how important we as a community are, all communities are, but we have to make sure that we understand ourselves, how important we are, how loved we are, how much, if you believe in God, how much God created you to be who you are. And as important as that is to know that you are loved and believe in yourself. And if you're a youth and you're having a little bit of a hard time, there's places out there you can contact. But don't let anybody ever push you to the point where you feel like you have to hurt yourself. I mean, who would do that? Really, who would do that? So we love you. From White Plains this morning or this afternoon. I'm just sitting here saying hi for a couple of minutes. Thanks for tuning in. This is Ray, and feel free to contact me if you like. Oh, and if you want to hate me or, you know, anything like that, go somewhere else, because I'm just going to delete it. All right? Want to talk? That's different. Okay. Peace out. There I am. See you again. Bye-bye.